Crap from the past.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one crap from the past. Hi, it's me, Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this week I'll be looking at three very embarrassing songs for three highly successful women that you're probably not going to hear on any other radio stations ever, guaranteed. Now, we'll start off with something from Alanis Morissette. Now, if I mention the name Alanis Morissette, you probably think of this.
There was a slap in the face, how quickly I was replaced, and are you thinking of me when you
her? Or this.
I'm brave, but I'm chicken sh**. I'm sick, but
these
I'm
are two big hits from Grammy winner Alanis Morissette from her album Jagged Little Pill, which won her a Grammy not too long ago. Well, it turns out Alanis Morissette was a pop star in Canada, something on the order of what Tiffany was here in the 80s. Yeah! When she was 16, she recorded her first album called Alanis, and what I'm gonna play for you here is one of the songs off that album. It's not too good. Here's Walk Away from Alanis Morissette from 1991 on Crap from the Past.
Attention, yeah, they're giving all reasons, 'cause you don't comprehend.
I said it wasn't very good, and it isn't. It's Walk Away from Alanis Morissette, released on her Canadian album Alanis in 1991, and never came out in this country. Yeah, not a very good record if you ask me. Here, I'll play you the first couple of seconds of one of the other cuts off that album called Oh Yeah.
My name is Alanis, I'm a white chip singer. The drums are a smoking, and so's the bass.
Shake your thing. When you sing,
chicka chicka chicka, oh yeah.
Drop 16,
chicka 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 cha.
No disco queen.
You can see why Alanis Morissette didn't want that released here in the States, and so far it hasn't come out. Not too good, and an embarrassing past for Alanis Morissette that you can only hear right here on Crap from the Past.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Back in March 1994, I had the privilege of seeing Crowded House perform live. They were wonderful, and their opening act was a woman named Sheryl Crow, who was just starting to get some radio airplay with a song called Leaving Las Vegas. Well, after Leaving Las Vegas, it just got bigger and bigger with songs like All I Want to Do and Can't Cry Anymore and Strong Enough, and soon she was all over the radio and she was a bona fide pop superstar. That album was 1994's Tuesday Night Music Club, and what not a lot of people know is that she had recorded an entire album about 4 years before that, in 1990. It never got released, unfortunately. I guess the problem was that she had recorded it with producer Hugh Padgham and that the record company didn't feel it was commercial enough. Well, actually, I have that album right here in front of me, and in my opinion, it's plenty commercial enough. It's bland around the edges, if you ask me. Hugh Padgham was best known in the 80s for his work with Genesis and The Police and did some pretty good stuff back then. Most recently, he's done some work for Melissa Etheridge and has produced her last couple of albums, which have been really bland. So you can understand why A&M Records didn't want to release this. So I'm going to play you one of those cuts from the unreleased A&M Records album from 1990. Here's The Last Time by Sheryl Crow on Crap from the Past.
Thank you.
bad song. Actually, I think it's a pretty good pop tune, if you ask me. It's Sheryl Crow and a song called The Last Time, taken from her unreleased album from 1990. Well, we're up to our last embarrassment here on Crap from the Past, and it's from Tori Amos, who made a really bad career decision in 1988. Here, I'll play one of her recent songs called God. This is pretty typical Tori Amos.
God, sometimes you just don't come through. God, sometimes you just don't.
Okay, you get the feel? Interesting song. And not a real commercial sound to it, but it still gets some commercial radio airplay, and I like it. God, from Tori Amos from 1994. Well, Tori's first album from 1988 had her featured in kinda heavy metal chick clothing and big hair, and it looked like she was the front woman for a really bad heavy metal band. And I guess there was sort of a band assembled called Why Can't Tori Read? Not very good, it's just plain bad, I must say. So what I'm going to play for you here is the 45 released from the album called The Big Picture. I really doubt that this has ever been played on the air under any circumstances, but here it is, Tori Amos. You must be hiding in the corner at this point. Here's The Big Picture from Why Can't Tori Read from 1988, only on Crap from the Past.
Someone smashed my window, broke into my brand new car last night. Slender pair of thighs. Gotta make more money. Gotta get the faster than the rest. Knock 'em off the ladder if they even seem to stand a chance. The big picture got a big white cloud. The big picture. Yeah.
very good song, I must say, and certainly not one that lives up to the expectations that one would have from Tori Amos. From 1988, you just survived The Big Picture by Why Can't Tori Read. You're not going to find that in record stores anymore because it's very out of print and very collectible, actually. If you have an LP copy, it's worth a lot. If you have a real CD copy that actually came out on Atlantic Records in 1988, it's worth megabucks, and I'll buy it from you for $10. Well, that's it. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and you just survived another thrilling episode of Crap from the Past here on KFAI. It's written and produced by me, Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. It's recorded in the Weird Room, and it's turned into a meaningless series of zeros and ones by our pal and our webmaster, Mario Vano. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with a brand new show. Buh-bye.